actually through to another county final. Big performance today, big one over St Michael's, and the plan worked perfectly, did it for you?
Yeah, look, you know, plans are funny things. You plan to get over the line, that's it. You know, you try a couple of things, and you know, you look at the opposition and maybe you have a wee tinker here and there with tactics and that, but you know, it's the players that, you know, that won the matches at the end of the day. You know, they're the boys that, you know, they play it on the field, so it's really happy for them.
And I suppose that St Union's really never panicked at all during this game, and they showed the mantle that champions are, because St Michael's got out of the blocks quicker in the first half, and likewise in the second half as well, Max.
I would say, if it's interesting, you know, if you do look at the minutes, I would say if we've scored a point or two in the first 10 minutes all season, you know, over all the games, it'll be the height of it. We're notoriously slow starters, but look, they're able to build into the game, and you know, they don't panic, and that's what, I suppose, what experience is all about, isn't it? You know,
and there were some crucial periods in that game. The first half, when you kicked 5 unanswered points, which put you on the front foot, and then that period in the second half, when you got those 2 goals, Max.
Yeah. Look, games have a funny way of panning out, you know, and you know, we spoke to the boys about not panicking. St Michael's, look, they looked ferocious in the first 10 minutes. You know, they looked as if they were going to cut us open every single time, and we did. You know, we spoke about weathering the storm and that they would have a storm and come at some stage, but we felt that the likes of Kevin and Rory around the middle of the field, you know, coaching the boys around the thing and providing the leadership, that we would be okay. You know, we could weather whatever they could, hoped we could weather whatever they'd throw at us, and you know, we might still have enough the other end, and thankfully that's how it worked out.
Yeah, and the 2 goals were taken very, very well.
Yeah, look, you know, Lee had a good chance before that. You know, that didn't work out. It was a brilliant tackle by Peter Witherow, you know, but geez, he's got a great nose for goal, and he's been a serious addition to this year, and you know, we're just happily taking along there, you know.
And it was a good overall team performance, because a lot of players played very well for St Union's tonight, and we even found it hard to pick a man of the match.
You know, we try not and speak about individuals or look at individuals. It is a group. It's a very tight, wee, well-knit group, you know. I kind of mentioned earlier the week that the big thing from last year was the belief that the older fellas took out of it in the younger fellas. You know, they realised that they had, you know, teammates of real metal, and boys that they could depend on. And that was kind of how it
is that coming to fruition now? You're seeing that more now, particularly over the last 2 games, are you?
Well, you know, there's a, you know, with a changing of the guard, I suppose, which we had over the last 18 months, you know, I suppose the older fellas are the leaders, and they're looking at the younger fellas and what they're going to produce, and you know, when the games, big games, run the melting pot, you know, can they come up to it or can they not? And you know, I think these boys have proved that they can, and that's I'm sure that's really reassuring for the older fellas, and you can just see them getting a new lease of life, you know, with every step we go up the ladder, and you know, that has to come from the belief that these boys are able to bring them over the line.
Yeah, you made a couple of positional changes at the start of this game, and particular young Connor Gibbons, who done a fantastic job. He was named up in the corner up the top and came back to help out in the half back line, and was doing a lot of tracking.
He was, and you know, he's an incredibly intelligent footballer, Connor Gibbons. You know, he's got 2 feet, he's got a brilliant engine, you know, he's got an awful lot of things going for him, and you know, the nature of how St Michael's had played in previous games, you know, we just felt that there was a chance that they might leave a half back a wee bit free, and you know, we kind of took a gamble that we could orchestrate that would be Connor, and that's kind of how it panned out for a while. And you know, he got on the ball, and he was just a really good pair of legs around the middle third at that stage.
Back in a final, that's where you wanted to be this year, Max.
Look, that's what you're aiming for, you know. And when you take on a job like St Union's, there's nothing else expected. There's no less. You know, you're not going to build for anybody else or build a team or anything like that. You're going to win the championship, and that's the pressure that it comes with it. But it's also the challenge, and that's what we all take on these jobs for. You know, to be challenged, and you know, and I say I'm very fortunate that I got this job to be working with such a brilliant bunch of fellas, and you know, they're just, you know, I just can't say enough about them. You know, I think managers get too much credit when teams win, and I think they also get too much criticism when teams lose. Not enough is made of the players, and you know, this is just a phenomenal bunch of boys. You know, their commitment levels, and you know, how they live their lives, and you know, how they give themselves to St Union's is just fantastic.
Yeah, you'll be watching now this other semi final with a lot of interest tomorrow to see who comes out now.
Yeah, look, it's going to be a real good game of football tomorrow. As two, someone had said during the week, the two semi-finals that kind of paired like-minded souls together. You know, ourselves and St. Michael's were that, but you know, kind of more big and physical. And the, tomorrow's game is the aristocrats of Donegal football. You know, Kilcares and Glendy's the men that are footballers all over the field. So look, it's going to be another interesting battle, I would say. And we're just delighted to be on the other side of the line for tonight, and we can sit back tomorrow and watch it.
Okay, thanks for talking to us. Thanks, and well done, Maxie.
Thank you.